Hey guys, how you doing?
Tom, you seem to make a concerted effort today to go to the wide receivers. In fact, to my recollection, you didn't target Gronk once. Was that something that the Jets defense was doing, or was it a concerted effort to try to get the wide receivers more involved?
I didn't know that, so I didn't notice.
Tom, there was the game in Pittsburgh in cold weather, Tennessee playoff game, and this one. Are you able? Is it cold, or are you able to rank them?
This was pretty cold today. The Tennessee game was cold. Pittsburgh was really cold. This was right up there. It's just a challenge, I think, for everyone mentally, physically. But it was great to get a win. So we started fast and kind of sputtered there a little bit, but had the lead and defense played great.
Thursday help being outside?
Yeah, it was similar to Thursday. And we were outside in the stadium, and I thought everyone got a good handle on what to expect in the pass game and the kicking game. I think it's a real advantage for us. So just being here, practicing it, understanding how it's going to affect things. But, just glad we pulled it out today.
Just real quick, you once complained about Pats fans in the stands. You have special respect for those who stayed this one out?
That was pretty hardcore today. That was to be out there and to brave that weather, sit in the stands. That was pretty sweet. So it was a great way to end the year. You know, we started 2-2, and 13-3 is pretty good, and to get the number one seed. So our biggest games are ahead of us, and hopefully the fans enjoy that, and they come out ready to go whenever we play.
Tom, you mentioned just kind of sputtering after the first start. I mean, what do you attribute it to, and is it concerning to you with entering the playoffs that you kind of sputtered in a tune-up game here?
We'll see. I mean, it's going to be a different defense, different plan, and we just got to get going and, execute better. So, and I think we can do that.
Tom, on the end of round of Brandon Cooks, you got a nice little shove in on Darren Lee. Would you describe that as the best block of your career?
Probably. He was pretty off balance, though, so it wasn't much of a block. But it was good. It was a big play, for us to get Brandon around the edge there, and he ran really well. Once he got free there, he had David out in front of him, and we ended up scoring on that drive, so that was a good play.
Did it help having to be a Michigan guy blocking an Ohio State guy?
I know, that's right. Yeah, that's pretty rare for me. So it doesn't happen much, but I just try to get in the way. I don't know how to block very well, so just throw my body in there and glad he could help him bubble around and make some plays, make some yards.
Tom, what does it say about the mental toughness of this team to overcome the injuries you've overcome and the late season travel schedule to wrap up that number one seed?
Yeah, it was just everyone fought hard, and, I think everyone, it's good to be in this position. It's a good week to really reevaluate where we're at and, try to put our best out there. It's the playoffs now, and there's no looking past the next game. So whoever it is, we're going to have to play really well, and hopefully we can, being off this week, get us back to, as healthy as we can be, and I think that would help, everybody.
Tom, with Chris Hogan and James White and Rex Burkhead potentially coming back after missing several weeks, is it going to be a challenge to reincorporate them back into the offense?
Yeah, it's going to take if those guys are able to get out there and play, I think anytime you get good players healthy, it helps a lot. There's a lot of guys, like Brandon Cooks, Danny, they played a lot of football this year and been out there for a lot of snaps. Deion Lewis has. So, if guys can kind of take some snaps off, I think, throughout the week of practice and the games, I think that really pays off. So you'd like to be able to use everybody, and we have a good roster, especially on offense, and a lot of good skill players. And I think it's got to be more than just two or three guys doing it. If we can get five or six guys healthy and everyone plays a role, that's going to be great for offense.
Hey, Tom, how do you evaluate where you're at this year at this point of the season heading into the playoffs personally?
I mean, football is a team sport. I mean, we're 13-3, so that's the best in the AFC. That's what we're playing for, and that's all that really matters.
Tom, on a day like today where it's as cold as it was, how does it affect you as the quarterback to try to be able to do your job, and how does it affect the passing game more generally?
I think in general it just makes everything harder. I mean, it's harder to throw, it's harder to catch, it's harder to tackle. I think for you guys standing out there in 10 degrees is pretty tough. So it's a very technical sport, and Now, it's really, you're not really playing the weather, you're playing the other team. So whoever handles it the best wins. And, you know, today winning 26-6, I think, you know, we handled it pretty well. Thank you, guys.